Colin out, or it looks like he's going to be out anyway, a little more extra run for you this week. So how does that change your preparation going in, if at all?
It really doesn't change the way you prepare, just from the standpoint I'm preparing from. I played the mic before in my career. It's not really a big shift in dynamic for me. You know, in our defense, you know, all the backers have to be prepared to play any particular position.
I guess the difference with this team is they only have one great tight end versus two great tight ends that the Patriots have. How do you prepare for Gates?
You know, you just got to prepare. I mean, that's what it is. You got to look at him and treat him like he's another guy on the field and make your game plan. You know, build a game plan, not just run him. They've got very capable receiving core. You know, Brandon Michael, their other tight end, I've known, you know, I went to college with that guy. I know what he's capable of, too. You know, he's put together quite a career in this league as well. So you can't just say one thing or another. You've got to prepare for the whole picture. You can't prepare just for one individual.
Rivers, a guy that's going to hang on the ball a little bit. He doesn't mind a little contact. He's kind of a physical quarterback.
Yeah, he definitely is a physical quarterback. A guy that, you know, is willing to sit in the pocket, you know, take that and getting bumped around a little. But he also knows how to create a little time. And he trusts that his guys are going to be able to get the ball in their hands when he puts it up to. You know, it really wouldn't. You know, playing backer is playing backer. When you prepare like that, you always have to be prepared to play any one of those positions. You know, you can a shift or a movement by the offense can always put you in a different position anyway. So you have to prepare from that same standpoint.
And then when you come in on the fly, you're still prepared, but there is a little bit of difference when you go in and you're not expecting to be in the middle of the way you prepare for the Patriots all the time, right?
Yeah, there is, but you have to be prepared for the whole picture. You can't just prepare for one part of it and look at it from, oh, well, maybe I might do this and maybe I might do that. You know, you got to look at everything and open the playbook and know exactly what's going on.
When's the last time you started that middle linebacker? Or does it matter because it's so interchangeable?
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter. I've played so many. I guess the last time I would have started in the middle was when I was in Philadelphia.
San Diego has more vertical passing game from what it looks like. How's that change in linebacker?
Yeah, you've got to, as you said, when you get an offense to like suppress up the field, you know, your coverage, if you're in zone, you got to cover deeper. If you're in man, you know, the front's got to get pressure on the quarterback because those routes are going to take longer to develop. So we've got to make sure we again, prepare that way, prepare for that type of offense.
Can we make those deep drops? Mic down the pipe that the middle linebacker estimated, are you pretty good at making those?
I mean, I've done it my entire career, so I don't think it's changed any point now.